Blog Talk Radio.
Another one. This is three shows in a row we've done. Tonight's another Supernats night. That's what we're doing. Hopefully we've got Greg Bell calling in, Rodney Rivera, and maybe Ethan Nascimento again, and maybe Eric too. So hang out. Be cool. We're going to play a few songs. We're going for a short time tonight, and that's what we're doing. We'll just be here for a little bit, but we're going to give you an update on what's all going down at Supernats in Vegas, man. So tell a friend. We're hanging out with Greg Bell and Rodney Rivera tonight. This is Harrell. You're listening to Hump Day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Vocal in, right? Yeah. Motherfuckers wanna act loco. Hit them up, numerous shots with a fofo. Facts wanna turn them po-po, smoke them like cocoa. Fuck rap, coke by the boat low. Fuck that, on the run by a gun high when I close. Let pose, do some got clothes. Stop your bullshit, Glock with the full clip. Motherfuckers better duck when the pool spit. One shot could make a nigga do a full flip. Seen a nigga laying a shot when the pool hit. Hey, my, how you? No niggas wanna buy you. See me, I wanna fuck for free. Like I got belly. Take a ride, make you feel it inside your belly. Every time get the KY jelly. All night, get you wide up beside the telly. Side to side, you can say, JC, you're too much for me.
Bit of loneliness, a little bit of disregard. Handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars. I am what I want you to want, what I want you to feel. And it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you to just believe this is real. So I let go, watching you turn your back like you always do. Face the way you pretend that I'm not. I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
Same place with the rhymes invented. So all I do is rap sex. Imagine how I stroke. See how I'm flowing on my last set. Rapping fight like I'm blasting the tech. Never chill though, never get high, never run out of ammo. Niggas hating the shit, cause they change the bitch. Now you pay for it, I know it made you sick. And now you're out your role, but you never had war. No, not to carry your hoe. Wanna marry your hoe. Now she's mad at me, cause your majesty just happened to be a pimp with a trap. See, she wants us to end, cause
more chance and I fucked up again. I seen the tears as you busted in. I said shit, there's a drag. Shut the door, bitch, come on in.
I am a little bit insecure, a little unconfident. You don't understand, I do what I can, but sometimes it don't make sense. I am what you never want to say, but I've never had a doubt. Like, don't matter what to do, I can't convince you, but what's just to hear me out. So I let go of watching you turn your back like you always do. Face away and pretend that I'm not. I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
Now, you're gonna listen to me like it or not, right now. her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just did what I always do. Every day the same routine before I skate off to school. But who knew that this day wasn't like the rest? Instead of taking the test, I took two to the chest. Call me blind, but I didn't see it coming. Everybody was running, but I couldn't hear nothing except gun blast. It happened so fast, I didn't really know this kid to watch the bottom in class. Maybe this kid was reaching out for love, or maybe for a moment he forgot who he was, or maybe this kid just wanted to be hugged. Whatever it was, I know it's because we are, we are.
We are, we are. You know the nation. We are. I'm from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Creepy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket. King. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big thing.
Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com.
Nevada Kart Sports.
1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Atal Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sports. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
What up, what up? How we doing out there? This is Harrell here. Speaking of Rodney and Nevada Kart Sport, we've got him on the phone with us. How you doing tonight, Rodney? What are you up to?
Doing good, dude. Just headed.
Where you
here,
at?
Just, I'm in the bathroom, man. I'm in the bathroom.
Oh,
I got to do an interview in the bathroom. We just got back from the track about an hour ago and headed out to dinner. So just thought I'd give you a little update on what's going on.
Sounds like a good day for you, huh?
Yeah, we had a good day. So we had two heat races. We finished second in the first one, so we moved up one spot there, and then we finished third. So we pretty much stayed put where we started in the second heat. So you're not racing the same people. You're racing a different flight of people in every time you go out onto the track. So we raced a whole different set of people in the second heat, and we ended up staying where we were. But we did learn a lot in the last one. The cart's really good. Jeff has a good cart, and we just got a race. You know, there's some really, really fast guys here. So.
Right. I just had Greg Bell call in also. We got him on the phone with us too. Greg, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
So good, man. I'm excited to hear from you guys. Man, you guys just bring it like it's live when I'm hearing it from you guys, you know?
Cool.
Rodney's been having a good time out there, and you've been having a good time out there. You guys are representing hard, man.
Yeah, no, we're doing pretty good. I mean, we've got half the job done. We just have two more days to go, and hopefully we can seal the deal. So,
right.
Put it on pole and KZ and S1, and then swept the heat races today. So hopefully tomorrow we do the same thing, and then messed up a little bit in qualifying for S2. Got it in a little bit bad, but like third or fourth, and then we just ran the fastest lap, and the cars are super good. It's just a matter of putting it in the right spot for the main event on Sunday.
Right. As the track just gets more and more grip, it's just going to get more and more and more and more grip, right? I mean, it's got to.
Yeah, we haven't had to chase the car at all. I mean, it just came out of the box fast, and quite honestly, besides a little hub change in the back, it's been pretty much the way it came out of the box.
Nice.
So pretty
nice.
Exciting.
Nice. Has that kind of been the way with you too, Rodney?
Yeah, that's our car isn't too far off of what you run stock. Other than the wheel, we're running a Tony Kart wheel, but other than that, I mean, the cart's pretty much standard.
Yeah.
That's the way a lot of the cars are.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
that's good. Right. That's good advice for everyone out there that's, you know, trying to over-tune your cart, man. Set it up to them factory settings, get that happy medium. Your cart's going to be pretty good, any of these new carts, you know what I mean? You're going to be able to go fast with a neutral cart pretty much, right?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
When it's right, it's right.
Right?
Yep.
And you can feel it. It took me a couple seasons, but, man, when I can feel my car and it's right, it's like – I don't even have to try to drive. It just drives itself.
Exactly.
Yep.
Right. But tomorrow is our heat races.
One more heat
race
tomorrow, and then, one more heat race, and then LCQ for those unlucky dogs that didn't find themselves not hitting the wall today. So.
Is there a lot of wall hitting going on?
Yeah. I mean, we qualified in our tag senior kid 54th when we stuck ourselves in a hole pretty good, and then we got him up to I think we're at 31st right now with current point standing. We got one more heat race tomorrow, so hopefully get up pretty good again and start the race around the 20th spot would be really nice.
Nice, nice. What are some of the names you got under your tent there, Greg?
Cole Bailey's in the S2 deal. And Gary Carlton and Jeremy Iglesias are running KZ and S1. Ryan Finney is running S1. We got a kid by the name of Noah Baker running in Mini Swift. And then we call him Plu, but it's his name's War Wong, and he's out of Thailand. He races our tag senior car. So.
Yeah, you're full boat out there. How's the weather down there? Weather's been good?
Well,
you guys
have like
too,
wind,
man.
You like
wind, it's not bad
degrees.
At all, huh?
Yeah, it's one of those deals where wind picked up today pretty bad. So.
Yeah, does that affect you guys much? I mean, does that cool down the tires? What does that do?
Or it gets windy
like that?
A little bit
of
everything.
Anything.
I mean, you know, just like hot weather, cold weather. I mean, you got to drive it different, tune it different, and different
right.
tire pressures for the weather change. It's,
right, right.
You know.
That's pretty much where I keep it at these days. You know, I change tire pressure a little bit, maybe go in and out on the front a little bit, and that's about
mm-hmm.
all I really try to tune, man, you know. I got,
yeah,
I yelled
you know,
at one day and said, your cart's fine. Just drive your cart, okay? Quit fucking with your cart, and your cart's fine. So drive your cart. And ever since, I just been driving my cart, man. It's been working good.
That sounds like some Roddy said to you. I mean, I'm a little nicer than that.
Yeah,
hey, I didn't say that.
That's
funny. Well, good, man. There's a lot of NorCal people down there, huh, representing?
You know, I mean, if you take a poll, I mean, there is a lot of everybody down here. I mean, it's not a NorCal, SoCal deal. I mean, it's a lot of United States, a lot of Europe, a lot of France, a lot of places
lot
I
of
haven't
South
seen
Americans.
Before. You know,
a lot
I
of
mean,
South
Harold, put it this way. It's the biggest race in the world with the most countries, besides Rotax Grand or something like that, that is available to race.
Yep.
Man, that's amazing. That really
yeah.
is. It's a big kahuna. It's the Super Bowl of karting. It's the World Series. It's the freaking
exactly.
I mean, it's the big show, man. There's nothing bigger.
Yeah. No, it's Goose is doing a real good job. I mean, they're clicking it off like there's no hitches, and I got to give them credit. I mean, they got over 500 entries and. So far, we haven't seen anything. Everybody loves the track. It's been a good event.
Yep,
nice,
so. I agree.
Right? He
they're doing a good job.
He knows how to put on a good show. That's
just
what everybody
long days,
says.
Man. I mean, we get here at 6:30 in the morning, and we're finishing up right now. So what, 9:30?
Dang.
So,
Way long days.
Yeah.
Like we
no,
said, you got
to
make hay when the sun shines.
Dinner. So I'll have to go eat dinner.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's
but
crazy.
Good.
You guys get. I mean, it's what you guys love, right? I mean, it's what you guys do. You guys are
well,
in your element right
old.
There.
Winning never gets old. All the other stuff does.
Right. All
yep.
the other bullshit, the crap that comes with it, but this part never
mm-hmm.
gets old.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
All right, brother.
Well, good man. All right. Well. All right. Thanks for calling in.
Good
I
luck,
really
Greg.
Appreciate it, dude.
Oh, you betcha. Let's
yeah, and good luck to you, man.
What's
good
going
to you
on
guys.
Here?
Good luck to your team and everything. Hope you guys do well this weekend.
You too, bud. Yeah, Jess looked good today.
Thank you.
Probably just needs to roll a little bit harder to get a Dina Cotter, but I mean, definitely looks good.
Yep.
So,
oh, yeah.
Nice.
Have a wonderful time, and talk to you all later.
Okay, man.
Right,
we'll look forward to hearing a report when you guys get back.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, man. Ronnie, thank you, too, man. I know you're like, in the middle of everything right now, and you took a little time out to, you know, call us and tell us what's up. And how's the atmosphere there? Is it getting a little more intense? Are people getting a little more antsy? Or is it pretty – I mean, what's the atmosphere like down
there? Yeah, I mean, it's – in some classes, you know, it starts to get a little a little more hectic. I mean, people are trying to improve their position to move up for the main event. The higher you finish, the less points you, the lower point total, the higher up you're going to be, you know, in the main event. So you're trying to finish as high as possible in all your heat races to have the least amount of points so that that puts you up towards the front. And, you know, it gets crazy. We've had some pretty clean starts, so Jeff has gotten through the starts pretty good, so we haven't had any issues being on the inside. So we basically start in third for every heat race that we run. So he's on the inside, so we've had some really clean starts, and Jeff has pretty much drove really consistent, and we've maintained and then moved up a spot. So yeah, we're doing pretty good. We'll be sitting pretty good for the main probably. After tomorrow's race, we'll know where we sit, but we'll probably be in the top five starting positions for the main event.
Good, and that's putting you right in there for fighting for the win, right? I mean, that's fine. You can get in the top five, you're in the money.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Right. Well, I wish I could come down. I really do. But next year, I'm going to plan it. I'm not missing it next year. We're going to do live broadcasts down there. We're not doing this again.
All right, man. I got to get going, homie.
Okay, well, thanks. I appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon, man. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Rodney Rivera, everybody. Man, I'm telling you, I love how these guys, they're giving each other props, you know what I mean? They're going, hey, good luck, and just, you know, they're even spilling what they're doing. You know, I'm changing hubs. Oh, me too. You know, it's really cool the way that works out, because I know that it's a little more stuffy down there right now, and especially at the end, everyone's fighting for positions and even to get in the race. Some people aren't even getting in the race. You know, there's 90 entries in some classes, which is just insane. 90 entries, and only 40 of them can go out on the track, I believe. So, I mean, it's just I don't know. It's probably intense down there. I can't imagine. I bet it's the funnest time ever. I'd be stoked to be there, but thanks you guys for hanging out, and we're just doing a little special for you guys, and just trying to get some insight on what's going on down there. Got some of the tuners, some of the bigger shops down there. Greg Bell is just kicking butt down there, Leading Edge Motorsports. Rodney Rivera and Jess Peterson are kicking butt down there. I know that Nazareno's down there. He's racing, and he might have struggled a little bit today, but he's gonna find it tomorrow. He'll come around, and Kaylee Maris, she's doing really good down there. She's like mid pack. Who else? Kai Sorensen. You know, I didn't see his name on there. I'm gonna have to look that. I know that he was a little down in there the other day. I don't know if something happened or something. I'd sure like to talk to them. Maybe we'll try to get him on the horn before the weekend's over. But anyways, thanks for hanging out. This is Harrell. You're listening to Hump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to cut it short tonight, but don't be scared, because it's Hump Day with Harrell on a Friday night.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all.
Almost forgot. Riley, welcome to Cali. Roger here. All right. Thanksgiving holiday season, man. Got friends coming into town. Got my buddies coming into town. Sambo, I hope you're happy. You guys rock. I hope you have a great time. We'll talk.
Something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way, from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and we're small. Turn to a friendship turn to a bond. And that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come along.